You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Interview with Sonja Meister from Friends of the Earth Europe. The European Union came to the COP15 on climate change in Copenhagen with nothing new to offer, and their old agreements are not enough to be in line with science and climate justice, stated Sonja Meister, member of Friends of the Earth Europe. The European Union offers a reduction of 20% of their greenhouse gases emissions by 2020 with reference to 1990 levels and demands efforts to developing countries, especially China and India. In an interview with Real World Radio, Sonja Meister talked about the position adopted by the European Union in Copenhagen and regretted the lack of advance.
Real World Radio is interviewing Sonja Meister from Friends of the Earth Europe. She has been taking part in the parallel activities to the COP15 here in the Copenhagen, and also participating in the inside negotiations with the team of Friends of the Earth International in the Bella Center in Copenhagen. Sonja, welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Sonja, how would you sum up the position of the European Union during these negotiations?
They mostly came up with nothing new, and the old position they came up to Copenhagen with is not sufficient to be in line with any agreement which is in line with science and with climate justice. So they had their old emission reduction targets and said, like, unilaterally, we are committed to do 20% and 30% in case of a successful Copenhagen agreement. If other industrialized countries do comparable efforts, if the major and developing countries do adequate efforts. Mm-hmm. So this was the offer, and so far they didn't change or update it. So indeed, we know that we would need 40% domestic emission cuts from them. Also, regarding finance, they failed so far to say what their fair share of finance to developing countries is. They came only up with insufficient global numbers, where they do not make clear that this money needs to be fully new and public finance and additional to development aid. Instead, they put a lot of the effort on developing countries themselves and the carbon markets and private investments and offsetting money. And they're also not clear if this is additional money or if that's just repackaged development aid.
Sonja, the Friends of the Earth Europe has done an investigation, a research, and then a publication which shows that Europe can reduce the greenhouse gas emissions by 40% to 2020. How would you describe it? How did you do the investigation, and what are the results?
This is the report which was done by the Stockholm Environment Institute in partnership with Friends of the Earth Europe. And this document is indeed showing that we can achieve what is needed in Europe. We can do 40% domestic emission cuts without relying on false solutions like offsetting, like aquifuels, CCS, or nuclear power. And this study has been done by looking really at radical change in the energy system, so massive improvements in energy efficiency, energy savings, the switch to renewables, but at the same time also at lifestyle challenges like, for example, eating less meat or taking more other means of transport which are more environmentally friendly, like flying less, for example.
Okay, Sonja, and doing the inside work there in the Bella Center, did you have the opportunity to talk with ministers, delegates, official delegates of the governments from Europe? And what kind of conversations did you have with them?
Well, I'm working for the European office, so I was most engaging in the talks with European officials or the so-called EU presidency, because every half year, a different member of the European Union has a presidency that's kind of taking the lead amongst the countries. So we had various meetings with Sweden, with Swedish people who have the lead now in the EU. For example, we met the Swedish Minister on Environment, Carlgren. But these meetings were not really very fruitful because they invite a lot of NGOs and then they're not really open about what they're talking to. But I was also getting the intelligence from all our people here in Europe who have been meeting different delegations from the different countries in Europe.
What's your balance or your evaluation of the inside process in the UN? What do you think about it, and about the Danish presidency, for example?
We are not happy at all with the Danish presidency, that a very intransparent and exclusive approach. They didn't talk with everybody. They really broke with the tradition here that the UN negotiations are open for everybody. It's more similar to something that we just know from something like WTO negotiations, that we have green rooms where just some countries convene, or we had a big negotiation process, but only with about 50 countries, excluding the big majority. And so for sure, we came out here with a result where many, many countries, mostly developing countries, were not happy with what the Danish presidency did. So far, it looks like we have stopped that process, but there's always the danger that last minute they still come up with some kind of these papers from this process, which we hope won't happen.
Okay. Sonia, we are coming to the end, to an end of these talks here. And what do you expect that could be happening tomorrow, maybe on Saturday?
I still hope for some kind of breakthrough, but we can't see in the moment where it is coming from. The developed countries still didn't put forward any adequate proposals on finance or targets. They kind of instead play the blame game and try to push it back to developing countries. And unless they would change their behavior, I can't see how we get to deal here in line with climate justice, which would mean we have to keep on pressuring for it.
Okay. Sonia, anything else that you would like to add and maybe I didn't ask you?
I think what was really great here was a kind of very good collaboration amongst friends of this, from the south, from the north, from all the countries which are here, and the protests outside, which have been so big as never before. So I think we showed world leaders that the people of the world want to have a change, but they are not following yet. But it's kind of positive feeling that the movement is growing, which will pressure them to do it in the end.
Yeah, I think that's a very different comparing with Poznan the last year. This year in Copenhagen we had several demonstrations with hundreds of people, with thousands of people, with 100,000 people yeah, 100,000 people in the demonstration on Saturday, the Global Day of Action for Climate Justice. This is a big difference. The social movements and social organizations and different alliances has been together here and has been in the streets. Maybe this is a good signal for the future.
Yeah, I think so. This is what I'm going to take home with and what I think we can build on and further build on growing this movement.
Okay, Sonia Meister from Friends of the Earth Europe, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Muchas gracias.
You're listening to Real World News.